This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Ute Mountain Ute Tribe has been awarded nearly $23 million in federal funding to bring high-speed internet to its communities in southwestern Colorado and southeastern Utah. Bernadette Cuthair is the tribe's director of planning and development.
This is one way that the tribal government can service its tribal members to add value and a purpose for their lives and for improvement.
Cuthair says the high-speed internet will help keep the tribe from being left behind, making telehealth appointments and children's schoolwork much easier. She says it's also vital for the tribe's planned grocery store, expected to offer online ordering and streaming cooking classes. Colorado is joining several states in opting out of a national survey that monitors teen behavior. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
A spokeswoman with the state's health department says Colorado will focus on improving its own survey, Healthy Kids Colorado. It asks similar questions about things like substance abuse, STIs, and violence. But it covers 100 times as many teens than the CDC's study. Colorado's decision not to participate shouldn't impact the CDC's national survey. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
You can hand off any unwanted firearms or ammo to the Fort Collins Police Department tomorrow. The department says it will safely destroy any weapons turned in during the event, which runs from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. People who bring in stolen firearms will not face arrest, but there will not be amnesty for any crimes committed with the weapons. You can find that information at fcgov.com. In Denver, it's 76 degrees. This is CPR News.